The Story of My Life by Helen Keller. Written when Helen was only 22 years old, The Story of My Life is the author's biography describing her early life and telling movingly of her struggles to escape from a dark and soundless world. While she remains truthful and paints a vivid picture of her story, it fails to provide a deep insight into her life. Helen was not born blind and deaf, but when she was a toddler, she contracted a disease that nearly killed her and took away her sight and hearing. Before Anne Sullivan came into her life, she was seemingly untamed and was a little more than a wild animal. She would often hit the household servants, and at mealtime she had no concept about how humans eat their food. But Sullivan brought little Helen into the human world, taught her not only table manners, but also how to communicate with others. Never for one moment does she expect the reader to feel sorry for her. Instead, she maintains a positive tone throughout the book. Helen tells her story in detail, and perhaps supplied purple prose sometimes. Helen amazes the reader with vivid description of imagery and abundant use of literary devices. For example, in the first chapter she states, "I have, as it were, a superstitious hesitation in lifting the veil that clings about my childhood like a golden mist." The book brings the reader into Helen's world and allows us to see it the way Helen does. Helen's story is enlightening, but she does not set out to inspire. All she does in her book is tell her story as it is. Inspiration comes from the reader taking in the facts and responding to what happened when Sullivan entered her life and the events that followed. Helen tells the importance of never giving up. She herself is a perfect example of how determination can triumph over adversity. She overcame the obstacles of being deaf and blind, and furthered her education to become the first deaf blind person in America to achieve a Bachelor of Arts degree. The only blemish on this otherwise excellent biography is that it leaves out great gaps in her life. First published in 1903, when Helen was 23 years old, the book covers only a small fraction of her life. It focuses on her early years, her childhood in Alabama, her time with Sullivan, and her years as a student at the Wright Humason School for the Deaf in New York. What she had accomplished later as an educator and social activist is not mentioned in this version of her life. Anyone who looks for a comprehensive portrayal of Helen might find this book a disappointment. Not many books published back 100 years ago are still in print today, and that should say something about the relevance of Miss Keller's autobiography. The Story of My Life is surely a timeless read and is highly recommended for anyone who wants a glimpse of the life of a deaf-blind person, and for parents who want to educate their children to treasure what they have through a short, enthralling story.